A Southern Oregon couple was chosen to be part of a series on the Discovery Channel called The Bond. It's about incredible relationships formed between humans and animals. As KLCC's Tiffany Eckert explains, one episode features Kate and Chad Battles and their barnyard bestie, who likes rock climbing, salads, and extended road trips.
Wanderlust. You know it if you got it. That itching desire to pull out on the open road and go. But there's sometimes the question of what to do with your pet.
The past 6 years, we've been traveling the country 2 or 3 months out of the year with our pet goat, Frankie. We couldn't leave our kid behind.
Last fall, Kate and her husband Chad were approached by a talent scout looking to round out a Discovery Channel series. There are stories about people's remarkable relationships with animals usually thought of as wild. A cheetah, a dolphin, a kangaroo, and yes, a goat.
We did multiple conversations with producers and the director, and we thought it would be kind of a fun experience to do it.
Frankie's probably been about 60,000 miles around the country. She's traveled probably to about 25 states.
Isn't that the most regal sea lion you've ever seen, Frank?
She's been to deserts, mountains, beaches, tons of national parks.
You see the marmot, Frank?
She's been to the Grand Canyon. She's been to Hollywood.
Frankie has held her head out the window as we drove down Hollywood Boulevard. She's been just a wonderful, wonderful addition to the family.
The Battles travel in a fully renovated 50-year-old Argosy Airstream. It's pretty cool, painted in bright hues and whimsical characters all over. When they get out of their camper with a goat on a leash, they catch some stares. Folks express awe or disbelief when they hear Frankie sleeps in their bed. A constant question is about bathroom breaks. I mean, when a goat's gotta go, a goat's gotta go.
Well, you know, the good thing is that goat poop is the little tiny pebbles, and they don't stink. They dry pretty quick. They're easy to sweep. She is pee trained. Actually, she pees on command, usually.
A few years ago, Kate started a blog to showcase their travel adventures with Frankie, and it has quite the following. They find friends out on the road, like at a goat convention in Idaho.
Never trust a person who doesn't like goats.
Exactly.
It's kind of hard not to notice how much Kate's laugh sounds like Frankie's bleat. Okay, one more time. Here's Kate, and here's Frankie. Anyway, Chad thinks he knows why the show producers picked Frankie.
I believe personally that it had a lot to do with Kate's photography and the way that she is able to capture Frankie the goat and the landscape and the camper, and it just seemed to resonate with a lot of people.
Kate believes folks see their story as a lighthearted escape.
You know, there's been a lot of tumultuous years recently, and I think it's been a beacon of light in a lot of people's lives, and the happiness that we get from Frankie, we're happy to share with others.
8-year-old Frankie is a mixed breed, half pygmy, half Nigerian dwarf. She's curious, nimble, and a full-fledged family member. When Kate's beloved dog Maggie died 2 years ago, their goat helped them through the grief. When not on the open road, Kate, Chad, and Frankie live on a farm in the Applegate Valley.
There's always this misconception that, oh, we just travel and live a glamorous life. But, I mean, we both work our butts off. We're not freeloaders or trustafarians over here.
Kate has an art studio in downtown Grants Pass. She's often commissioned to paint other people's Airstreams or pets. She's also social media manager for the tourism department. Chad is a draft line cleaner, meaning he maintains the lines through which craft beer flows. A pretty important job in beer-thirsty Oregon. The Battles aren't sure yet what goat-friendly place they'll travel to next. Till then, they're happy at home, tucked into their Airstream.
It's time to go to bed. Good night, Franks.
Good night, Frankie.
You can catch episodes of The Bond on the Discovery Channel or using the Discovery Go app. For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert.